services that we had, great messages, great preaching. We'll be sharing some more pieces of that over the next months throughout the coming year. So, Brother Mike, if you'll come, lead us.
Good morning, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Y'all forgive me. Tonight we're going to sing At the Cross. It's hymn number 139, and we're going to sing all five verses and then the chorus. So one verse, two verse, right on through five. So, Miss Gail, let's give this a chance here. Come stand. Join us.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Well might the sun in darkness hide, and shut at his glory sin, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin. Thus might I hide my blushing face, while Calvary's cross of my heart in thankfulness, and melt mine eyes to tears. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Gail.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ms. Gail. Take your Bibles, or not your Bibles, your prayer list first. We'll get to the Bible here in a moment. Hopefully you've had a moment at home to get your prayer list downloaded there. Again, if you've got any prayer requests, please put those over on Facebook so we can see those for the live there. So we did remove a couple that we knew were okay to remove, that were doing much better from our Highland Baptist Church family side. So we'll just go ahead and go through our whole Highland Baptist Church family side here. If you have any updates, stop me. If you have any additions, stop me also. Carolyn and S.W. Stone, continue to remember them in prayer. I remember Arthur Hargrove, Miss Betsy Farrell, Mark Raymond, Sandra Wells. Keep her in your prayers. Bill Warren, with his ongoing medical issues. Amy Jackson says recovering at home, but it says revokering at home. I guess I misspelled there. But she is doing much better, is in to the office part of the time during the day, so she's getting some strength back. So just continue to pray for her to be back to 100% soon. Continue to remember George Duncan in your prayers, Brother Ken Tatum, Miss Diane Tatum, and then Gordon Jackson, Tommy Griffin. He was at church Sunday, improving, but still will have some ongoing issues there. So we may just change his back to medical issues there on the list. So, and then also remember Miss Cindy Ingram as she continues to recover, and I think has some upcoming potential things going on too still. Any others that we need to add, or any updates to those on the list that you saw there? All right, on the friends and family side, We have the people of Ukraine, the people of Israel, the Meredith family from Moldova. That's our missionaries there. Katie Joe Bailey with leukemia, Buddy Saunders, Mamie Thompson, Ryan Bond, Kay Goff, Crystal Schroyer, Barbara Prince, Mary Leibig, Virginia Counts, Jimmy Hasty. Continue to remember our Music Search Committee in your prayers, Jack Young, Phil Jones, Rhonda Morris, keep her in your prayers, as well as John Robertson. I'm not sure if he may have improved some, that we may be able to remove him from the list next week, but we'll find out that information. Keep Greg Pitts in your prayers, Teresa Pitts, Valerie Walladin, and Karen Gaynor. These are friends of Brian Tate. And then also remember Robin Stone and her baby Evelyn. I don't see Steve in here. I think he's in the halls monitoring tonight with security. But she was, and the last we knew of in the NICU, Evelyn, the baby was. Remember Lincoln Hastings in your prayers. I remember Bill Flynn in your prayers, Peggy Doyle, and Mickey and Tawana Miller. They had lost everything in a house fire. Mickey was had some burns as well as lung inhalation of the smoke and stuff, but he got released from the hospital last week, is back at home, so just continue to pray that everything continues to improve for him and that God will provide for their loss of their house. Any others on the friends and family side? I don't see any there on Facebook either. We have Bertie Davis at the nursing home in Brookdale, Beverly Daniels at Morning Point, Hoyt Farrell at Legacy Nursing Home, Mary Lee Stringfield at Lynchburg Nursing Home. And I know you, Mike, told us that we could remove her, but we still want to keep her in our prayers. So, and then Beth Kidd, who's at NHC in the rehab there. So, but we know she's doing as good as she could there. So, any others? I still don't see any there on Facebook. If you are at home and there's a little bit of delay, just a slight delay there, if you don't get it on before we start praying, just know that you can still comment it on it there on Facebook, and we'll be glad to update at the very end if we catch those at the very end. So let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness. Thank you for your presence with us tonight. Father, we thank you for your love for us in sending Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins that we have through his shed blood. And Father, I pray that as we come to you in prayer tonight, may you bring any sinful thoughts or actions that we've done, maybe even things, Lord, that we didn't even realize we did, maybe some things that we should have done that you've commanded us to do, and maybe we didn't do it, Lord. So Father, I pray that you would forgive us of all of our sins, cleanse us and wash us as white as snow. You restore us, Lord, to a right relationship with us, with you, and use us, Lord, in your kingdom work in whatever way you can, to be a witness, to make the greatest impact that we can in whatever time remaining that we have on this earth for your kingdom and for your glory. And so, Father, I pray that would indeed be our heart's prayer each and every day, to help us make the greatest impact we can in whatever our situation or station is in life. So, Father, we pray that you would hear our prayers as we want to intercede on behalf of many who are on our prayer list. Lord, we just uplift them to you, and we ask for your will to be done, for your name to be glorified and honored in their lives. We pray for the healing of their bodies. Lord, many of these are physical needs, healing needs that are there, and we know that you're capable and able, so please touch them, Lord. Bring about your power in a great and mighty way in their lives, in such a way, Lord, that it brings glory to your name. And if that means, Lord, taking them on to the perfect healing in heaven, Father, we pray that would be so, and that you would use that even as a testimony and witness to the other people around them, people who know them, to their family members, to caregivers of the gospel message lived out in their lives. So, Father, not only bring healing to them physically, but strengthen them spiritually. Give them the encouragement they need one moment at a time, one day at a time, to keep moving forward, Lord. And we just pray for your will to be done as you bring about those healings in their lives. And may we testify, Lord, of the healing that you do bring. Father, thank you so much for our Awana program and the many kids and their families that are touched by that ministry. We pray a special blessing upon them tonight as they're memorizing your word. We pray for our youth group that is gathered tonight too, studying your word, and our leaders there. We pray for your blessings upon all of those, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you will protect them, but Lord, you'll guard their hearts and guard their minds. They're bombarded so much by the world and so many different competing things in this world that want to pull them away from you. And so, Father, I pray that you will help them to be grounded in your truth by memorizing your word as little children in Awana, as they grow up into youth ages, Lord, to begin to dig into your word even more, to understand it, and to adulthood, Lord, to have a hunger and thirst for your word more and more throughout life, that you would help them to mature in their walk with you, make them perfect, complete, lacking nothing. And Father, we just pray that you would continue to use us as a church, continue to bless us, and continue to keep our focus upon you and what you would have us to do throughout our lives. You have a purpose for each one of us, so show that to us, Lord, and help us to be faithful, to step out into what you would have us to do, Father, in whatever way that we can. And we just pray, God, that you would receive all the glory and all the honor as we serve you in your kingdom work, as we make a difference in this world by sharing the gospel with many people who are lost. Lord, we pray that you would be with people who may be watching online. Lord, I pray a special blessing for them tonight, too, as they will hear God's word too. Lord, we know many of those would desire to be present with the rest of the body, but physically are not always able. And so, Father, we just pray that you will encourage them in their heart, to let them know you're with them and you are with us, so we're not far from one another. And Father, I pray that they will sense a spirit of fellowship even through the social media platforms that we're streaming on even tonight. So bless us, Lord, as we come to study the book of Jeremiah once again. Father, I pray that you will break the bread of your word for us. May we feast on it. May we eat on it. May we be nourished spiritually. May we, for those, Lord, who are babes in Christ, may they feed on the milk of the word. And for those who are more mature, may they see the meat of the word to nourish their bodies. And Father, I pray that we'll put into practice the things we learn about tonight from your word. So bless us as we come once again to the book of Jeremiah, as we look at the sin, Lord, of forgetting you, which is so often prevalent even in our day, in our time, and even amongst those who are believers and a part of the church. So bless us tonight, Lord, as we study your word. May it be powerful. May it be sharper than any two-edged sword. May it bring conviction to those who are lost. May it bring conviction to those who are saved, Lord, that we would not forget you and be faithful to serve you in all that you would have us to do. Bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Take your Bibles and turn to Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. I've entitled the message tonight, "The Sin of Forgetting God." Now, we're just going to read two verses for now, and then we're going to get into the whole of every verse here. We won't dissect every verse, but we will read every verse because these two verses kind of are outline verses, if you will. They kind of separate and divide the subject of what we're going to look at throughout chapter 2 in the sin of forgetting God. So let's read, if you will, verse 2. And we'll pick up verse 1 also. I don't think maybe you may have to find that one there on the screen. But verse 1, verse 2, and then we'll pick up verse 32 also. So verse 1 begins and says, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying." Now, "came to me" means this is Jeremiah speaking. "The word came to Jeremiah, saying," verse 2, "Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness in a land not sown." And then going down to verse 32, and it says in verse 32, "Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." You see in verse 2 that God says, "I remember." You come to verse 32 and he says, "You didn't remember." And that's going to kind of be the premise of what we're going to be looking at through chapter 2 here, as we're looking at the sin of forgetting God. I want you to see in this passage the tragedy of